From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's first confirmed case of Ebola. Israel reacts to the Palestinians' move toward the international court. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. London's Royal Free Hospital says a Scottish nurse it is treating for Ebola is in critical condition. The hospital said Saturday that Pauline Caffer-Key's condition has deteriorated sharply over the past 2 days. Caffer-Key had been volunteering on the anti-Ebola effort in Sierra Leone last month before she fell ill. She returned to Britain on December 28th and was diagnosed with the virus 2 days later. Healthcare officials said Caffer-Key is being treated with blood plasma from an Ebola survivor and an unnamed experimental drug. Caffer-Key is the first Ebola patient to be diagnosed in Britain. An Israeli official says Israel has decided to freeze about $125 million in tax revenues it collects for the Palestinians. That's in response to Palestinian efforts to join the International Criminal Court. The Palestinians rely on the monthly revenue transfer to run their government and pay the salaries of civil servants. This action was taken a day after Palestinian officials submitted documents to the United Nations to join the ICC, a move that would enable them to seek war crimes charges against Israel. Witnesses in northern Cameroon say at least 11 people have died in a Boko Haram attack on a bus near the border with Nigeria. The report Saturday said the attack took place Thursday in the region of Wassa. Government authorities have not commented on the attack, but a local military officer told Reuters News Service as many as 25 people may have been killed. Word of such attacks is slow to emerge as communications networks in the area have been destroyed. This is VOA News. Indonesian search and recovery teams hunting for the wreck of an Air Asia passenger jet have located four large objects in the Java Sea. The searchers try to reach the plane's fuselage to retrieve bodies. Indonesian officials said Saturday they were confident wreckage of the Air Asia jet had been located after sonar equipment detected the four massive objects on the ocean floor. In the meantime, there are new challenges for Air Asia. Ron Corbin has a report from Bangkok for VOA.
Indonesia's Director General of Air Transport, Joko Murojmojo, said that Air Asia's permit to continue flying the Surabaya to Singapore route had been cancelled after finding the plane was not allowed to fly the scheduled service. Air Asia Indonesia's Chief Executive, Suno Witomoko, told a news conference the company would abide by the investigation's outcome.
AirAsia management would fully cooperate with the government in that evaluation process.
Witomoko said AirAsia would be making no further comment until the investigation was completed. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The top United Nations envoy to Somalia says U.S. airstrikes and major ground offensive by pro-government forces have led to the liberation of nearly 20 Somali towns from Al-Shabaab militants and brought the country closer to full federal control. Special UN Representative Nicholas Kay spoke to VOA and said considerable success in the 2014 push against the Al-Qaeda linked Al-Shabaab had been experienced. He also noted political progress in ending the nearly nine-year-long uprising. Pakistan's military says its fighter planes bombed and destroyed several terrorist hideouts near the Afghan border Saturday, killing at least 31 militants. The military's media wing, the Inter-Services Public Relations, said the precise aerial strikes in Terah Valley of the Khyber Tribal District also destroyed a suicide bomber training center. It says that some suicide bombers were among those killed. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says nearly 7 million people signed up for health care coverage last year under the Affordable Care Act. Biden delivered the weekly address Saturday from the White House, standing in for President Barack Obama, who is vacationing in Hawaii. The vice president said the Affordable Care Act premiums are comparable to the bills for cell phones or cable television.
Because of that law, access to quality health care is improving. Last year, almost 7 million people signed up for health care coverage under the new law and paid their premiums.
Biden directed Americans to go to healthcare.com for more answers or questions about health insurance. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.